For federal wildlife enforcement officers, time on the job means a lot of time alone, wandering remote areas. But one wildlife officer now has a new companion to keep him company on the trails. The Pacific region's very first enforcement dog. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more about the pair.
The first thing you might notice about Uki, the newest enforcement dog for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, is that he speaks Dutch.
His name is actually Dutch slang for little one. He's a little bit on the smaller side of a Belgian Malinois.
Officer Josh Heinemann looks down at the light brown dog lying at his feet. Uki looks very much like a German Shepherd. Uki was bred and born in Holland, which means Heinemann had to learn a few tricks of his own. Commands in Dutch.
Or my version. A Dutch person might not agree with me, but it's Dutch.
One command.
Apport.
Uki takes off searching scraggly bushes behind a barn in Burbank, Washington. He's looking for my phone, trying to pick up fresh human scent in the air. It's like a training mission for the sort of search he might do in the backcountry. Uki zigzags through the bushes.
And I kind of keep him on target.
The two are new to this. They've been working in the field for about a month. But already, Heinemann sees Uki's benefit to his work, looking for poachers, drug users, lost hikers, in remote areas in the Pacific Northwest, and as far afield as Nevada and the Pacific Islands, all with little to no backup in sight.
He's my partner. He's adding another law enforcement officer to ride with me. So our station has got three law enforcement officers. Essentially, it's got four now because I have a partner that can protect me, that can pull his own weight and do his own thing.
Uki is the 13th dog to join the force nationally, and they're a welcome addition.
Suspects get away from us. We just couldn't find them in a tree farm or something like that, and it would have been nice to have the dog to find them.
It's important to keep those sniffing and tracking skills up. The two train with other enforcement dogs in the area, like Benton County and the State Department of Fish and Wildlife.
The dog loves coming to work. He gets excited when we get in the truck. He gets excited on training days. Even when he's doing the control work and you know, I've sent him to bite the bad guy, so to speak. He's not fighting that guy. It's a play.
And that's evident when Uki searches the bushes for my phone. He shakes with excitement, not cold. He passes by a Coke can and a piece of litter that had blown in from a nearby road. He could tell those objects hadn't been near people recently. And after a few minutes of sniffing, he finds my blue cell phone case hidden in the bushes.
There he goes. See, he downed, and he's looking at the thing.
The job's complete, and it's time for a little reward. Heinemann grabs a white ball out of his pocket. It's attached to a piece of rope.
Yeah, it's a good boy.
Oh, that's a good boy, yeah. See, his tail's wagging. He's having a blast.
Uki grabs the ball and Heinemann pulls the rope. He lifts Uki a couple feet in the air. The pair swing around in a circle. Heinemann says this partnership could last for 10 years.
First in the region, so I got a lot of eyes on me.
But he says they can handle that. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Burbank, Washington.
Oh, that's a good dog. It's a good dog.